Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hello and welcome to the Karsh and Anderson program. Gator is out today. He'll be back tomorrow. Great to be with you on a Tuesday. And as you heard, we've got the quarterback, Jared Goff, coming up today at 10:30. We'll get into what went right against Dallas and how they beat this Rams team coming up on Sunday. Find out if Jared watched Green Bay, Chicago, and what his thoughts were on that game, which was huge in terms of this division and the division chase. Welcome to the program. Look forward to talking to the quarterback. In the meantime, thank you, everybody, for voting yesterday in Champ and Chump. I bring it up for a reason. I had an observation yesterday, and I want you to tell me if you think this observation is correct or incorrect. The champ of the weekend was the Indiana Hoosiers in a runaway. And I was thinking about Indiana and how our audience, and I think many audiences around the country, have latched on to the Hoosiers as a perennial loser, a team that was never really a threat. They were technically the losingest team in the history of college football. And they go out and they hire a coach, and the coach comes in and says some things, you know, that rattles cages right away. You remember he said Purdue sucks, so does Ohio State, so does Michigan, and all that. And kind of got some eye rolls, right? And he's gone out and he's built a winner. And he's built a winner by winning in the trenches. They're playing an attractive brand of football. And people outside of Bloomington, Indiana, are rooting for them. They like them. And it's occurred to me that Indiana is basically college football's version of the Dan Campbell Lions. Right? Indiana is drawing in non-fans to root for them. Indiana, when your team is out, you jump on Indiana and root for them because it's a cool story. They made a name for themselves. They stood out all those years as a loser, and they were a non-threat. And now it's kind of cool to see them win. And the unbridled and new enthusiasm brought to their football program. And they're doing it in a way that people like. And so to me, it just occurred to me, Indiana's the Lions. You know, I've talked about my relatives from Ray Karsh out in the Big Apple to Scott Wilson out in San Diego. These are my relatives that text me regularly with Lions observations and rooting for the Lions. Now, in Scott's case, his team abandoned him in the San Diego Chargers, so he's kind of looking for somebody. But Indiana is to college football what the Lions, maybe what the Lions were. I don't know that the Lions still are as captured the imagination. I think they kind of have. I think if the Lions get to the Super Bowl, you know, barring any sort of uncharacteristic obnoxiousness, I think the Lions will be a very popular team if they were able to get to the Super Bowl. It's a whole nother if if you don't think they're going to get there, don't mock me. I'm just making the point that we've seen this before, and we've seen it at the NFL level, and it's our team. And I think there's a relevant comparison. But lots of votes for the Hoosiers this week for Champ of the Weekend, and they indeed won Champ of the Weekend. Thank you for all your votes. 248-539-9797. Lions preparing for this huge game against the Rams. We had so much college football talk yesterday that we barely scraped the surface of what this game means this coming weekend. The perception changer that was the Dallas game. Going into the Dallas game, there was a bit of the Lions have no prayer attitude around Detroit. They had undermined faith with inconsistent play. And I'm not mad at anybody for feeling that way. It's just amazing what a difference that win over Dallas can make. Dallas was a team that people were talking about. Oh, that's a playoff team, Dallas. You don't want to play Dallas in the postseason, and the Lions take care of business, and suddenly Dallas is an afterthought. It's what week to week in the NFL, you can't count on much. You can't count on, the thoughts aren't final. It's an ever evolving, living, breathing thing, the chase in the NFL. And the Lions think about what a difference it will make if they beat this Rams team. And they go back-to-back wins over two of the hottest teams in the NFC. Dallas, who looked like a terrible matchup, given what their strengths were and what the Lions were, and the Lions won by two scores. If they win this Sunday, I feel like Detroiters are back on the Super Bowl train. Like, and shouldn't you be? Like, isn't this a massive perception changer? They're 10-3. They're the one seed. They had 530 yards this past week. Matt Stafford's playing some of the best football of his career. And, the Rams, you go to the power rankings, they're ranked number one by everybody. This is a perception-changing game coming up on Sunday. And, the Lions are not a favorite. They had been in future spreads. You could watch future spreads, and they were the favorite. But they are not a favorite now. And the Rams are really, really good. They got a good defensive front. They get after the quarterback. They have the ability to stop the run. And it'll be another challenge for this Lions team, which I think maybe even for themselves this past weekend was big. Maybe even for themselves getting that Dallas game. I shouldn't say weekend. It was Thursday. But getting that Dallas win can go a long way to boost their in-house morale. And, they're pretty professional. I don't think they get too down after losses, which is one of the reasons why they're so good after losses. But they also have the ability, they got to start to find a way to string wins together, which is one of the things that we need to talk with Jared about, is why this team has kind of gotten away from being able to string wins together. But there's no time like the present. Started last Thursday. Hopefully they can carry some momentum and take advantage of the extra time off that they got, and be able to come back and hit the ground with all their guys that are playing a little bit healthier. 248-539-9797. Let's welcome in Kang as well, our producer behind the glass.
Yeah, obviously stringing together wins is more important than ever right now. Yep. When you only have so many games left. And like we mentioned yesterday, the Lions, they string together some wins. They're going to be that hot team that no one wants to play. They're going to be the hot team that media experts and analysts are going to pick to maybe win a couple playoff games, maybe even advance to the title game, right? So, yeah, it's important for many reasons. And fortunately, they still do control their own destiny. You don't have to. I mean, we all have rooting interest with these other games, but you don't need it to happen. If the Lions win their games, they're in, and they could possibly win the division.
Yep. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Tommy on Acelia on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Tommy.
Hey. What's up, Doug?
How we doing?
Great. Hey, I just want to, like, told Kang, it's like these Indiana Hoosiers, they remind me that, and I told him, I said, I bet you saw this movie because it was about a bike race at the end. It was called Cutters. Dennis Quaid.
It's called Breaking Away. It's about the Cutters. It's called Breaking Away.
Yeah. Away. They were known as Cutters.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were, yeah, four local kids and from Bloomington, Indiana. And, you know, people looked down on them. Oh, they didn't go to college, whatever. And they end up winning that big race. And the other kid in it, the small dude, was the, he was Kelly Lee from the Bad News Bears.
That's right.
I can't remember his name.
Yeah, the Little 500, which is an actual race that takes place. I think it's just fraternities, and somehow, some way, the Cutters got into this fraternity bike race. And yeah, that was
and they won it.
It was a movie in the 70s, so it's good with Gator out. It's good to have somebody that can call up and reference a movie from 50 years ago. So well done. But yes, I did.
Said, yeah, I would have thought early 80s, but yeah, late 70s. Okay, I can.
Maybe it
yeah.
was. Hold on, let me look it up. I thought it was 70s.
Dennis
but,
Quaid was in it.
Yeah, Dennis Quaid was in it, and Breaking Away came out in 1979, an American coming of age drama. Yeah, it's a decent movie. But look, man, Indiana's captured the non-fan. Like if you're a Hoosier fan, great, jump on board. But the fact they ran away with Champ of the Weekend, and maybe a lot of it has to do
against Ohio State. But you know what, Doug? You know what really stinks about that game? It really didn't mean a damn thing. Not like it used to. It's like at least they beat Ohio State. Ohio State didn't. They're not Big Ten champs. Indiana is.
Yep.
Yep. But Ohio State probably doesn't care about that. You know, look what happened.
They probably don't. The deal is everybody's trying to win the national championship. And the field expanded, and Ohio State, God bless them, they were the first national champion with a Duke's Mayo Bowl resume, and good for them. But at the end of the day, that's the format we have now, and nobody's going to care about that game in Indy if Ohio State goes and does it again. And ESPN saw a story today where they were picking them to do it again, and they just might. They need some things to go their way, but hell, I'm not speaking for everybody, but my guess is most of our listening audience is going to be rooting for the Hoosiers, unless you have, you can always gamble and that can make a difference. All right. Hey, I got a 10 text question. Sorry, Kang, to spring this on you, but we do this where we get 10 texts. I'll ask you a question. We'll get the first 10 texts. The question is, what percent chance do you think it is that the Lions win this division? What percent chance? So here's the deal with this. Everything is given a percentage, and we've seen like the Lions have a 39% chance of making the playoffs. What do you think the percent chance is that they win the division? Okay, they need some things to go their way. What would you put it at? I found this interesting today. 248-539-9797. Tell us what you think that percent chance is that the Lions win the division. Make sure you sign your text, which is important, so we know who sent it. And if you want to give us a reason why, we'll read it on the air. 10 texts right now. What percent chance do you give the Lions to win the division? There you go. 248-539-9797. Jared Goff at 10:30. You're on 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
We'll talk with the quarterback today at 10:30, Jared Goff. In the meantime, we had the 10 text question. I saw something I found interesting today. You know how they have all scenarios, the percentage chances attached to them? For instance, the Lions have a 39% chance of making the playoffs as it stands right now. I'm a little bit more chesty than that. Not a lot more chesty, but a little bit more than 39%. But this is a mathematical formula, so no. I'll just stick with the math. But anyway, I found a percent chance attached to winning the division. And we asked you for 10 texts, what percent chance do you think the Lions have of winning the division? I'm going to read these. Kang, I want to get your answer. Kevin and Evan says 10%. They are in need of a lot of help with Green Bay and Chicago losing key games. Tim at work says the Lions have a 0% chance of winning the division. I'm a loyal Lions fan. Alex says 21% chance to win the division. Chris and Davidson says 38% chance to win the division. Ryan, driving to Chicago, says 25% chance. Sunday means everything. From Kelson, Connors, and Fenton, 34% chance. From Mike and Livonia, 5% chance of them winning the division. Jane Evan says 15%. Our chances rely on the Packers and Bears to lose 2 out of 4. And us to win out, which is hard with that Rams game coming up. Cal at work says, I think the Lions have a 31% chance. Shot in the dark. Mike in Washington says, I say 50%. My buddy in the truck says 5%. Kang, what percent chance do you give the Lions to win the division? What do you think it's at?
What do I personally think it's at?
Yeah.
With zero data, zero research, I'm going to say 10%.
Okay.
That's just my gut feeling.
Just what your guess would be.
Yeah.
So there's a story today in The Athletic, and it is, you know, it's the, I actually think it was in their power rankings. Let me double check this. And it kind of ranks, it has the Lions and all the scenarios of how they could play themselves out this year. Let me find it here real quick. They kind of did a deep dive with the Lions and the percent chance to make the playoffs. Here we go. They have 0% chance to be the worst team in football and have the number one pick. They have a 61% chance to miss the playoffs and pick between 2 and 18 in the NFL draft. They have a 34% chance of being the wild card, the 5, 6, or 7 seed. And I got to give credit where credit is due. So Mike in Washington, who's riding around in a truck with his buddy, your buddy's right. According to The Athletic, it is a 5% chance to be the division champ, according to this, which would be the number 2, 3, or 4 seed, given, well, they could be, actually could be the one seeds. They still have a mathematical chance to be a one seed, division champ, plus a number one seed and a bye, which I decided today I'd throw a little flyer down on that. Because why the hell not? If you figure if they beat the Rams, you never know. Things change. And the odds were ridiculous. If the Lions, I put $5 down on the Lions to be the one seed, and I'll win $880 if it comes true. Total flyer. But anyway, 5% chance. So that's to win the division. So that means a 5% chance of either the Lions running the table, Green Bay beating, or Chicago beating Green Bay, and Denver beating Green Bay is the most direct path. It can happen in other ways. It would mean more losses for Chicago and Green Bay. But if the Lions run the table, we just need Chicago to beat Green Bay and Denver to beat Green Bay. Which, you know, I mean, those are huge ifs. But that's why this game Sunday is so big. Because the Lions can beat L.A., they can beat anybody on the remainder of their schedule. I mean, right? They're in a good shot there. They will hold tiebreakers over then the Rams and Chicago, which are two power brokers in the NFC right now. You know, it frequently comes down to who you beat. And the Lions have some very useful victories. The loss to Green Bay, losing a tiebreaker to Green Bay may not matter at all because they got that odd, comical NFL tie. But, you know, losing the tiebreaker to Philly could matter. Philly can't win a damn football game anymore all of a sudden. And that's how things have changed since the Lions played them. I bet Lions fans feel better about their team today than the two teams that played in last year's Super Bowl feel about their teams. Think about that for a second. The Phillies lost 3 straight, and Kansas City is 6-7 and 2 full games out of the playoffs. Like, Kansas City's in a world of hurt. So now it's up to Detroit to take care of business. And it's a million-dollar question. Can they? Because, you know, they're an underdog for a reason. But this Rams game is huge. It's absolutely huge. And they've kind of backed themselves into this corner where they've got to do some heavy lifting, and it would definitely be heavy lifting. They might have found something. It was interesting listening to Dan Campbell this morning. He sounds pretty encouraged about Miles Frazier's game, because that comes against a pretty damn good interior defensive line by the LA Rams. And when you look at, I mentioned this a couple weeks ago, said there's guys that aren't playing that are probably going to play key roles. And I was talking about in-house guys, and that guy might be Miles Frazier. And I also said there's somebody out there on the street that might play a key role. And, you know, that could be DeMonte Casey, the player they signed yesterday, who I have to see if Goff has played against him. But he has been a playmaker at safety. You have to question how good a guy is if he's on the street. But it feels to me like a risk worth taking for a veteran playmaking safety. He could be the guy off the street that fits the qualifications that I talked about. A player that isn't in Detroit that could help them down the road. The last, you know, he has 17 career interceptions. Here's the last 4 years, 2, 2, 2, and 1 interception. He obviously got let go. So it wasn't as if, you know, people were chomping at the bit to have him, you know, on their roster. But he's, maybe he helps Detroit. Maybe he helps Detroit. Bit of a flyer, but you just never know. All right, we'll talk with Jared Goff in a few minutes. Just to remind you, you can stream the show using the Audacy app. Get it for your mobile device today, AUDACY. Then you can listen to this show and all our shows anywhere in the United States. Also streaming through our website, 971 The Ticket, where Evan has posted Champ and Chump of the Weekend. I already told you who was Champ. You can see who was Chump. That was also kind of a runaway. Champ and Chump on 971 The Ticket. You can stream there. Stream with video, twitch.tv and youtube.com. I got some compliments on my shirt today. Thank you very much. If you want to see it, go to youtube.com or twitch.tv. You can watch the show and participate in the streaming chat, where a lot of folks do exchange ideas, and sometimes we read them on the air. Lions quarterback Jared Goff is next here on 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Thanks to Jared Goff. And coming out of that, I got a couple questions. Is what they're going to probably have to do okay? Is there no way you can win a Super Bowl? You know, and Jared kind of referenced two things there, and he didn't say this is how they prefer it. He just kind of mentioned it. One is sort of a matter of fact that he said to the team, if we just keep scoring, they can't win. Talking about the Dallas game and their last seven possessions not punting. And it feels like that's got to be the mindset. And then he mentioned there at the end, Kang, to your question, that when you get into a game and you see that their offense is rolling, you realize, you know, you react to that. You want to be ahead, and you want your defense to be shutting them down. But if you have to get in a shootout, it feels like the Lions are comfortable doing that. It didn't work last year. With the loss of Brian Branch, the harsh reality is already Kirby Joseph out. It feels as though they're going to have to try and win shootouts again. Is that okay? Or does that mean they're doomed? 248-539-9797.
Yeah, you don't want to have to do that. Everyone wants a perfect team. You want a good defense. You want a good offense. You want good special teams. But they are where they are. Injuries have happened, especially to the defense. And the good thing is, though, they do have the horses to win a shootout game if necessary. And then when you're going up against an offensive power like the Rams are right now, you know, Stafford with Puka Nacua and Davante Adams, you know, their running game is really clicking as well. Yeah, this might be one where your defense is only able to get a couple stops, and you're just going to have to keep up with the Joneses. And, you know, you have to score touchdowns when you get in goal line situations. When you get in the red zone, don't settle for field goals. And if you don't get in the red zone, be able to make 50-yard field goals because points going to be at a premium.
Yeah, it's kind of where they are, and they put some effort. They were hoping to be better defensively, certainly getting Hutch back, and now Elkhwedy Muhammad. I don't know how sustainable that is, but that was quite a boost last week. So now, you know, they got this Rams game coming up, and it's so funny. Like, all we said, you look at Green Bay. Green Bay, they play Green Bay on Thanksgiving. They lost. That's a massive game. Green Bay near the top of the standings in the NFC. Then they play Dallas. Hottest team in the league. You don't want to play Dallas now. They beat Dallas. Now they're playing a Rams team. And you're thinking, you don't want to get in a shootout with them. You don't want to get a shootout with them. They have 530 yards last week. Stafford's the fourth quarterback to have seven or more games in one season with at least three touchdowns and no picks. They're 10-3. They're the one seed. You can't get in a shootout with them, but if you can get in a shootout with them and beat them, I guess anything's on the table for this season. 248-539-9797. Let's get to your phone calls and feedback. We go to D in Detroit. You're on 97.1. Hi, D.
DK.
What's
Kang,
up?
What's going on?
How you doing, sir?
Hey, bro. Check this out. We sitting here talking about this Malik Beasley situation. I know a lot of people swept it under the rug and want to let it go, but I can't let it go, DK, for many reasons. Check this out, bro. He signed to go play in Serbia. He signed a one-year deal to play in Serbia last night. I seen on NBA TV. Now, you tell me Chauncey Billups, Terry Rozier, Damon Jones, all them guys who were investigated and charged, arraigned, bail was said, blah, blah, blah. You tell me Malik Beasley was cleared by the FBI, but the NBA said, well, we're going to still do our own investigation. You telling me it take them guys this long to investigate whether or not he broke any laws after the FBI cleared him? This got to be a witch hunt, DK. I don't know what's
going
on.
Why would it be?
But why would it be? Why are they denying my man chance to play?
Yeah, I'm just saying, why would they be after Malik Beasley?
DK, that's a big question. Have you ever seen an investigation go this long without charges being, you know, filed?
Well,
now, this man has to go overseas just to make a living. And I got clowns up here saying, well, we don't need him anymore. We got a good record. That's not the point. The point is, this man was about to sign a long-term deal with the team. The team wanted him back. The players wanted him back. He did nothing wrong. And for the NBA to do him like this.
Well, you know what it strikes me, D? And I think that you could be right. You very well could be right. I have no idea why the NBA would be after Malik Beasley in particular. But when I see something like this going down and it doesn't make sense, I'm kind of waiting for the moment where I go, oh, that's why. And because it doesn't, because Malik Beasley, honestly, if he is cleared of all wrongdoing, he could sue the league and probably should sue the league.
That's what I'm saying, DK.
That's why, but the league, I mean, there are lawyers involved here. The league is probably very well of any liability they might have or vulnerability they might have to that. So I'm just going to sit tight here, D, because
okay,
feels like there might be more.
I think he's innocent of all charges. This has got to be a witch hunt. And for all the people that say we don't need him, why don't we? Would you rather have him on the bench than Marcus Sasser or Bobby Clinton? Come on, guys. Yeah, we're trying to get things done in this year.
I don't subscribe to that they don't need him theory, but I will tell you that I found it curious, kind of just waiting for that oh moment. But maybe there won't be one. And if there's not, he might have a case against the league. Feedback coming in regarding the Lions. The Lions will make Stafford score. This will be a great game. It may be the game of the year. Hunter and Flint says, I don't think you have to have a good defense in order to force turnovers. Chicago, for instance, has done exactly that this year. My point being, if we can force turnovers instead of shutting teams down like the Texans do, keep our explosive offense on the field, we will make a run. So I'm a big believer that a high percentage of turnovers start with pressuring the quarterback. And it's for a variety of reasons. Quarterbacks get sped up against the pass rush. They make bad decisions against a strong pass rush. They start to feel ghosts against a strong pass rush. They get hit when they throw. There are sack fumbles. And the Lions pass rush was pretty damn good against Dallas. And Dallas had some questions at their tackle spots. So, you know, there's something to be said for the way that they played up front in that game against Dallas. And I hope it's a breakthrough moment for the Lions defensive front, because, you know, they did get the ball out. Dan Campbell talked about this morning on the morning show how big it was. So there is some truth to what you're saying. If you can force Matt Stafford off his spot, make him throw on the move, you know, make him throw off platform. He's really good at it. We know that because we saw it for years. You know, people mocked him for the sidearm thing, but the reality was that's a real thing. That is a real thing. And he can throw off platform very well. Pressures allowed this year. Dallas has allowed pressure on 21% of their dropbacks. The LA Rams have allowed pressure on 18.3% of their dropbacks, meaning it is obviously a little bit tougher to get to Stafford compared to how tough it was to get to Dak. But that's a big thing in this game, is can they find a way to make Stafford uncomfortable? The Lions, meanwhile, have allowed top five, 24.3% pressures. I'm sorry, that's sixth in the NFL. So it's not something that they have done a elite job at, although I'm hoping that they've got somebody in the middle of that offensive line that is blossoming, and maybe Miles Frazier can help.
Yeah, that's big, man. I mean, he's just getting his feet wet, so you got to give him a little bit of time. Unfortunately, the Lions don't have that much time, so Hopefully he can get sped up and really help that interior offensive line, because we all know that's how the Lions offense runs, is through protection and through run blocking.
Mm-hmm. And if you look, I mean, the Rams have a pretty good, damn good defensive front.
Oh, they definitely do.
So did Dallas, and specifically in the interior. So I'm cautiously optimistic, building a little bit of more curiosity than hope, maybe curiosity with just a pinch of hope that Miles Frazier can help this team. So we will see. 248-539-9797. We got open lines. Can they win shootouts? Are you okay with that? The rest of the way, Lions and the Rams, massive game coming up on Sunday. We'll get to the latest buzz on the Tigers. Red Wings win last night. All stuff we will touch on today. Here on Carson Anderson, Gators out. More of your phone calls and feedback coming up. And we'll get to some more Lions discussion straight ahead on 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.